www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two, it's in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Once again, that site is freetalklive.com. We go right to the phones, to the fun, and to the amplifier line. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
Good, sir.
Great. What's up?
Well, I just want to tell you about a little run-in I had with the customs.
Really?
In my local border crossing. I like to go over to Canada and go to the duty-free and purchase my liquor there. It is substantially cheaper.
Okay.
Although the way the dollar is falling, that isn't really too much so anymore.
Hmm.
But and on my way back, of course, I always declare it. They asked me how long I've been in Canada. I said, well, a mere matter of minutes in order to be able to just turn around and hit the duty-free.
Makes sense.
And I do this probably every 3 or 4 months. And so they, as normal, they had me pull over so I could pay my duty. But this time I had to wait a little longer. And the first question they asked me was, do you do this often? I said, every 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw the Explorer pull up with the dog. And they walked around my car with the dog, and although I didn't see it, they claimed that the dog sat down.
What's that mean?
Which is an indication there's drugs in the car.
So because a dog sits, okay.
You know, they're no sniffing dog. You know, the sign that when they find something that they're trained to sniff out.
They sit.
So they...
Hey, you know, my dog sits every time I pull on the leash.
You don't have a dog, you liar.
Well, my mother's got a dog, and you can train dogs to sit for anything.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing to train a dog to do. Okay, sorry, we interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, when they called me in the back, they told me that that they suspected that I had drugs in my car and asked me where they were. And, of course, since I had no drugs in my car, I couldn't quite tell them where they were.
Right.
And if
so
you did, it'd be dumb to tell them where they were.
They're going to find it anyway if I have it. If they've already suspected me at the border, they can tear your car apart, not even, you know.
Right, they don't even have to say thank you or anything.
Nope.
They'll even rent you the tools to put it back together again. They're telling you, if there's anything you need to tell me, you better tell me now.
Right.
That type of thing.
Or
because why? Because, I mean, there's really no point, though, in telling them. They're not going to
do what they're going
to
do.
Any nicer to you. I mean,
sure.
I suppose they're going to be less likely to tear your car apart.
Are they?
But, probably.
No, they're more likely to tear it apart then they're sure they're going to find something.
Right, because if you tell them, yeah, I've got some cocaine in the side panel of my door, then they go and open up the side panel of the door, sure enough, there's cocaine there, then they've got reason to believe that there's cocaine in any other part of your car, so they might as well tear the whole thing apart.
And even if they didn't, you ain't getting that car back regardless.
Good point. So what ended up happening?
Well, after a couple of minutes, I answered the questions that I felt comfortable answering and didn't respond to any question I didn't want to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point about 5 minutes in, I made the comment that I think I'm going to stop talking now. And the head of this Inquisitor, for lack of a better term, told me that I did not have the right to not speak because I was not under arrest.
Wow.
Now, that's ridiculous, though. I mean, that person believes that you don't, they would tell you that you don't have the right to not answer questions simply because we haven't arrested you? Sir, the right to free speech means the right not to speak.
Yeah. I guess he doesn't understand.
You know, in response to that?
Huh?
Nothing. Just to prove that I could.
That's good.
So basically, they tried to pull a good cop, bad cop. They had the female officer come over and say, you know, I worked narcotics for a long time, and things would go a lot easier if you just say, and we know you were only there for a couple of minutes. Who did you meet?
Yeah. Now, what things are going to go a lot easier? Them looking for drugs. That's the only thing that's going to be easier.
It's going to make their job easier.
Right. It's not going to be any easier for you. Whether they find the drugs with your help or find the drugs without your help. Not that there were any drugs, because there weren't. But that just it just goes to show the tactics, because you were managed to walk away. You had no drugs.
All they needed was a boat, a rod and reel, and it would have been a full-fledged fishing expedition.
Well, you're lucky they didn't bring their own fish to toss in the water. You mean
well,
coke.
You know what? I was very scared about that.
Yeah, sure.
I was thinking to myself that I was representing somebody's promotion there.
Yeah.
Were you in? Did they pull you into an interrogation room? Were you separate from your vehicle at this point, or was this all happening right outside your vehicle?
You're automatically that, because you need to go in and actually to a counter to pay your duty. Because there is a duty on goods coming in. Because, like I said, nothing is duty free until you stay 24 hours, and then there's another plateau at 72 hours.
Huh. Now hold on.
I wasn't trying to.
You get the stuff cheaper at the duty-free shop, but then you pay the duty when you go through customs?
Yes, but it's still less.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, there was a point at which, in Michigan here, a fifth of Absolute is $35. Well, last year I was getting it for $11 over there and paying $2 duty.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Okay, so you were already in the bureaucracy or in the building to pay the duty fee, and that's when they pulled you aside for this interrogation.
After they had the dog go around my car.
So the good cop comes out. She says, "We're going to make this easier on you if you just talk." What was your response there? How'd it go from there?
I said nothing. I said absolutely. Anytime they brought up anything like that, I said absolutely nothing.
Okay.
They asked me where I worked. I told them. They asked me, do you have to be at work tomorrow? I said yes. They said, well, if they said. You can't go until the interrogation, until the interview is what they called it. You can't go until the interview is over. And the interview isn't over until you answer our question.
Wow.
So they're trying to use, they're doing whatever they can to pressure you into, go ahead, just confess and you can still be at work tomorrow. Earn money to feed your family.
I'm a very strong individual. I don't bite on stuff like that.
Good for you.
They told me that they had separated the seams on my seat, not cut the thread, but they kind of opened them up, uh-huh. And they claimed to have found marijuana residue, and they were going to go get some tape and extract it and test it, and then, I would lose my car, I would be arrested and what have you, and they were presenting these prospects to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, can they do this with marijuana residue?
Apparently so.
Well, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do because they
either
are...
that or they were lying.
Beater.
What's that?
They can do it with a bean.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
They can do it with a beaner.
A beaner?
Yeah, a marijuana seed.
So a seed, yeah.
So with a seed, they can...
they can't.
By the way, would there have been any chance that there was a marijuana seed in your car?
No.
What's that? No?
No.
Okay.
All right. So they claim to have found marijuana residue. Do you think they were doing that just to scare you into saying, okay, I'll tell you where the drugs are?
I looked after I left, and there was dust and dirt and fragments of this and that they may have, mistaken, for it, and maybe they would have thought that, this guy does smoke, we got nothing on him, but if we can just get him to say that, then his rights are gone.
So then what happened after they confronted you with this marijuana residue allegation? What happened then?
Well, not 10 seconds after... The lady said that she was going to get a piece of tape and extract it. The head inquisitor told me I could go.
Amazing.
They had already frisked me. I mean,
frisked you?
I've never been frisked before. Oh, yeah, I've never been frisked before, but up each leg, they grabbed my crotch, asked me if I was cracking anything, all through the crack, everything. They made me open my pants so they could see inside that there were no compartments.
It's good to live in a free country, isn't it, Kurt?
I love the freedoms we have. My wife tells me she's never going to move to New Hampshire, and I won't go without her because I love her. But I will. I still fight, and I'll still amp.
Very good, Kurt. Wow! Thank you for the story, and let us know if anything else happens at the border. Just an amazing story, Kurt. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
You know they can do anything they want, even to Americans at the border. They really can do just pretty much anything they want.
And
there.
Now you've got an extra hoop to jump through. If you're coming back from Canada or from Mexico, you have to show a passport. on the way back into the country, or some other, there's another acceptable form, but you're going to have to show more identification than you ever have in the past. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mirror, mirror, on my car? Tell me where the others are. Okay, I'm no poet, but I do know a thing or two about adjusting your car's mirrors. And when we come back, I'll reflect.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
At home, mirrors reveal who's fairest of them all. But in cars, their function's no fairy tale. They're critical to safety. To properly align driver's side mirrors, press your left cheek against the window and adjust the mirror till you barely see the car's left side. For passenger side, lean toward the center and adjust the mirror until the right side's barely visible. Like Alice through the looking glass, you'll see things you never saw before, like where the other cars are. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Toronto female listeners await you. Oh, dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they're a listener to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. and get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information and to get registered, that is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go to the email box, Mark. This one from Brian. It says, guys, I'm terribly behind on listening to the podcast, so bear with me. I'm listening to a episode from January where you focus on the health insurance silliness. And I have a story you can read on the air if you like. Wayne mentioned a health savings account, and I'm with you on that. First, let me say I built a couple companies over the past 20 years. I left California in 1992 because I saw socialism on the march. As I built my first company in Colorado, the sole limit to growth has been the ceiling that I hit before falling under some governmental edict.
Mm.
Turns out, there are certain requirements that kick in when you have 20 employees, and even more requirements kick in when you have 50. At 20, there are lots of reporting requirements and a mandate for a parental leave policy. I held my nose tight and hired my 20th employee, a human resources specialist. I needed her to fill out all the forms that were required by the government.
That's a drain of $50,000 or $60,000 a year off that that person's bottom line, just to hire this person so they can fill out all the paperwork and meet all the mandates that the government has put in place for them to have 21 employees.
It's true. In fact, he needed her to fill out the forms. He actually had to choose between this totally non-productive person and a billable consultant. And then I had to pay attention not just to the person's qualifications, but to their fertility and current pregnancy status. I even had to figure out if a man had a wife who was pregnant or wanted to be pregnant because the law said that he could take time off if his wife was in a family way.
Hmm.
Of course, because of discrimination laws, this is entirely illegal. I can't ask direct questions.
No.
Like, so, going to get pregnant this year? Can't do that.
Are you married?
Can't do that either, I guess.
Are you and your wife considering having children?
So I must spend my time interviewing trying to decide first if this person can help me advance the success of my company, but I also needed to figure out through innuendo and non-direct questions if there was a bun in the oven or on the way.
Hey, so all you people that are sterile and single and all those things, be sure to mention that in an interview.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, it makes you that a little bit more valuable.
So he would say things like, so you just bought a house, huh? Wonder why you and your wife would need four bedrooms. So I tended to hire older, more experienced workers who cost me a lot more in salary, but they were pretty safe from a baby standpoint. Here comes the insurance part. Older workers meant my insurance went up.
Yeah.
I provided insurance to my workers not because I thought that it was my duty, but because there's an inherent belief that one of the reasons you work for a company is because of benefits. At the point my insurance topped $650 a month for each employee, I was ready for a change.
Wow, that's incredible.
Of course, they saw it as a right, and they didn't care that it was costing me almost $8,000 a year for each one of them, in addition to their salary, and the 8% matching federal and state retirement taxes. So the $50,000 a year worker who cost me $62,000
right,
couldn't figure out why I didn't think he was worth $55,000. I thought he was, of course, but he didn't see my pain. A couple of years ago, the health savings account was approved by our overlords in Washington. While it still sucks, it does provide some control over your own health care. I immediately adopted this, got rid of the health insurance or the insurance benefit, and gave my employees an average of $6,000 a year more salary. We also helped them set up their own health savings account, which cost them an average of $250 a month for what I was paying $600 for.
Nice.
They can take pre-tax money and put it in this account to pay for any medical procedure, even those not covered by insurance, such as laser eye surgery or breast implants. The good thing about this is that it grows from year to year, and it's not spent, if it's not spent. And you can invest it just like a retirement account.
Right.
It's in your name, so it follows you if you go to another company. The catch is that the insurance kicks in at $2,500 for individuals and $5,000 for families. That's the deductible. The $250 a month was for so-called catastrophic coverage. So when they went to the doctor, they had to pay the full amount, until their cost for the year got to $2,500 or $5,000. But it creates the comfort of knowing that you won't be destroyed by a catastrophic illness. If you save properly, you'll have the $2,500 in your savings account. So even the worst medical emergency won't take any money out of your monthly budget. Sounds like a good idea to me.
I agree. I think the health savings accounts are a good idea.
It's definitely something I'm going to look into personally. So now each employee is responsible for their own health care. And they have to pay when they go to the doctor for sniffles. A funny thing happened at that point, Mark.
I'll bet people stopped going to the doctor quite so often.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everyone got more healthy. It was common for people to skip out of work for a couple of hours to go to the doctor when all they had to pay was the $5 copay.
Mm.
But when they had to pay a $60 office visit, they tended to go to the drugstore instead and get cough and cold medicine to get through their cold. By the way, the $60 office visit was a cash payment to the doctor. He charges insurance companies $95 for that same visit. I did lose a couple employees because they thought that health care was a right that they were entitled to as an employee. Sadly, these were the younger ones who have been indoctrinated by the socialist system to believe such things. So my company got out of the health care business, and that will change Colorado. That will change if Colorado enacts the kind of system that Massachusetts has and that California will. That's why I'm moving this ship to New Hampshire.
Wow. Picking up and moving to New Hampshire.
By the way, Wayne was right on with his assertion that by the government owning your body, you'll take worse care of yourself, even unconsciously. I guess it's covered under Aristotle's Tragedy of the Commons, although you would think that we would take better care of ourselves than that. But when your body's owned by the government, it's common property. Sad.
Yeah.
From Brian in Colorado. Great email.
You might as well smoke because somebody else is going to be paying for that surgery to, the cancer treatment and all that stuff.
That's the mentality. And maybe
I might as well be fat and get diabetes. Who cares? I'm not going to pay for it.
I guess it's conscious to an extent, but I think to a large extent it's also just unconscious. It's a subconscious decision of whatever.
Well, you know,
who cares?
People are connected in families and that kind of thing. And even if I feel destructive for myself,
mm-hmm.
It's one thing if, you know, everybody has to pay for it. It's another thing if I'm going to be taking money out of my wife's pocket that she could be having in the long run if I didn't spend it up in some kind of debilitating illness.
I think Brian's email is excellent because it's a real life example of how when you change the incentives for people, their entire behavior changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had this story from Brian. We had the story about Thanksgiving, where they changed the incentives for the colonists back in the day. They changed it from a communistic system to a capitalistic, more market-based system. The incentives changed. The people changed. Which is why I say when we're talking about, for instance, ending a government bureaucracy and replacing it with some sort of voluntary alternative, it's why I say that bureaucrats don't have to be useless. And that according to John Stossel, his report, some of the reports he's done, that when bureaucracies are transferred over to essentially a private organization, the bureaucrats all of a sudden get productive.
It's because they're not incentivized in when they're in bureaucratic work, or they're incentivized in the opposite direction, and so therefore they do what it is they're incentivized to do. That's how humans are.
So it's not necessarily that they're bad people or that they're inherently lazy. It's just that they don't have the incentive. 1-800-259-9231. More is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that includes archives and entire year's worth of the show awaiting you right on the front page. You just go and download. Click and download it. In fact, sign up for the podcast as well while you're at it. Because those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their archives, and we do it for free at freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control. Bring up anything. Let's go to the phones. Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. You're talking about the government being inefficient, you know, bureaucratic, or however you want to do it.
That's the government.
That's
yep.
What we do every night.
Okay, now, I want to know something.
Sure.
Have you had Mr. Ed Brown on your radio show?
Yep, we sure have.
You have. What do you think of it?
He's a very nice man. I've met him personally.
Aside from that?
I think he's very brave.
You don't think he's right in doing what he's doing?
Absolutely I do. What else is he? He's got no other choice. I mean, he's backed into a corner. You were talking about Ed Brown. He's the man that's being persecuted by the federal government for not paying taxes for about a decade's time. He tried to get in touch with them and discuss the issue with the IRS. They didn't want to talk to him. And then he tried to present a defense at his trial. The judge didn't want to hear his defense, or at least the exact defense he wanted to present.
Did you know what the judge said?
Which part? I don't know.
When he tried to present his defense.
You tell me.
There is no law in my court.
No, that was the Irwin Schiff trial, not the Ed Brown.
And also they tried it on him. But anyway, that's beside the point. The reason I called is it getting much publicity up there in New Hampshire?
I don't know what would you consider much publicity? He's had some articles in, I think, probably most all of the major New Hampshire newspapers. I know WMUR Channel 9 in Manchester has covered the story. I don't know if they're not covering it every day, if that's what you would consider much, but he's getting some coverage.
I'd like to see more, but...
But at this point, there's not much else to say. I mean, the bulk of the coverage...
Right. No, I agree with you. But you know, it's funny. Down here, we had a local minister that was on the local radio station down here,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling how there was 300,000 people that gathered in Washington, D.C. to protest the abortions, and not a word of it was on the mainstream news. Not a word of it.
Mm.
It was a complete blackout. And
hard
he said he didn't realize until then how the news is being manipulated.
Well, up here, when Ed Brown had decided to not go to court, that got him some press. And then when he decided to not come back to court and decided to essentially stay in his home and basically told the feds, look, you come after me, I'm going to shoot you. That got him some press. But now it's basically a waiting game. You know, the question is, when are the feds going to go in? I expect he'll get some more press at that time, but I would say it's probably dropped off a bit at this point.
Yeah, but, you know, I haven't heard anyone ask the question, why has he said that he does not want to acknowledge the income tax? Nobody is addressing that question.
When you say nobody's addressing it, what do you mean?
Nobody is addressing the reason for him and the reason for the stand that he took.
Well, they're saying they're sort of repeating some of the things he's saying.
They're saying that he doesn't see that there's a law that requires him to pay. Many of them act like they don't agree with it. I mean, but we've certainly reported it many nights.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Because I listen to you guys a lot, but mm-hmm. I must have missed a part where you had Ed Brown on. But
yeah, we actually go if you go to our guests page at guests. freetalklive.com. The archive is right there. You can grab it and listen to it at your leisure. In fact, I actually went over to Ed's house the last weekend, spent some time there. Eddie, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you.
I like seeing people take interest in that particular case. More people act like Ed Brown, and we won't have an income tax.
It's true. He's the only man who's had the courage to do this in, gosh, who knows how long.
I hope he lives through it.
I really do as well.
I hope he lives and retains his freedom, because that's what's most important to him.
Only time will tell, and we'll keep you up to date with the situation as it develops. 800-259-9231 to Benjamin Powell and an article about Somalia. You know, that African country that the United States just carpet bombed the other day.
We don't like the fact that they don't have a government. It bothers us.
Well, I like that. In fact, that's what this article is all about.
I meant the United States government.
Somalia, yeah, well, okay, I'm not we. We're not the United States government.
Speak for yourself. I've been paid off by the Jewish Zionist conspiracy. I've got my card right here.
Somali anarchy is more orderly than Somali government. Say Somalia to most.
That's true.
Say Somalia to most Americans, and they'll likely have visions of civil war and chaos. While accurate in the early 1990s, these visions have not been the actual situation in Somalia for most of the last decade. Unfortunately, because of yet another international attempt to install a Somali government, these visions are again becoming increasingly accurate.
Right, because once they start talking about a government, then everybody wants to be in charge. But right now, things have gotten to, you know, they've sort of met their level.
Well, you say right now, but now, right now, things are changing.
That's
now
true.
Now is the next push for a new government. So there was a lull for about a decade there. Somalia has been without a national government since 1991, when dictator Siad Barre was ousted from power. Somalia plunged into a civil war as rival factions attempted to establish a new government. Interventions by the United States and the UN tended to unite the Somalis against the outsiders, resulting in the famous Black Hawk Down episode, and ultimately the withdrawal of the U.S. and UN forces. Once the UN withdrew...
The outsiders being the UN and the U.S.
Right. A relative peace developed in Somalia. Crime and violence persisted, but not at the level seen during the Civil War.
Crime and violence go on in the United States.
It's true. Various claims...
I mean, governments can't claim to eradicate crime and violence. They can claim to, do something about it.
They could claim that, but actually one could make the argument that the government police need to have crime in order to justify their existence.
I don't know whether that's so. I mean, we had crime before we had government police.
Various clan elders, warlords, and Islamic courts. I didn't say I would make the argument.
No.
Someone could.
Someone could.
Various clan elders, warlords,
there was a guy on earlier talking about the black helicopters, yeah, and the DEA chasing him down.
With RF rays. And the Islamic courts had power, but none were strong enough to impose themselves as the new government. And most of the fighting stopped. Once this relative peace was achieved, the Somalis began to order their affairs and adapt their institutions to provide governance, even though they lacked a government. Most of the order was provided by Somalia's customary legal code, the ZIR, which was interpreted by clan elders and informally enforced, mainly through ostracism. Islamic courts existed.
You know, we had common law before we had courts here in the United States. I mean, mm-hmm, common law is something that it's pretty much true for all cultures. Cultures really understand what's right and what's wrong, at least for them.
Sure.
There's going to be some weird stuff involved, usually having to do with sex and that kind of thing.
But right. Islamic courts existed, but most had little influence. Islamic law was reserved mostly for matters of divorce and inheritance, while the common law covered everything else. Although Somalia is still poor, the ordered anarchy that has existed since the mid-1990s has actually translated into improved living standards. In conducting research for a new study comparing Somalia's economy relative to 42 other African countries, my co-authors and I examined 13 different measures, including life expectancy, immunization and disease rates, access to various telecommunications, and access to water and sanitation. In 2005, Somalia ranked in the top 50% in 6 of our 13 measures, and ranked near the bottom in only 3, infant mortality, immunization rates, and access to improved water sources. This compares favorably with circumstances in 1990, when Somalia last had a government and was ranked in the bottom 50% for all 7 of the measures for which we had that year's data: death rate, infant mortality, life expectancy, main telephone lines, tuberculosis, and immunization for measles and DTP. Furthermore, we found that during the last years of Somalia's government in 1985 to 1990, their performance was deteriorating compared to other African nations as their relative ranking fell in 5 of those measures. Since their government's collapse, Somalia has seen its relative ranking improve in 4 of these measures and deteriorate in only 1, infant mortality. A little bit more on the way at 800-259-9231 about some of the successes of Somali anarchy. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBio. NoBio eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBio. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBio's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBio under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBio is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bio.com to order. That's no-bio.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Chalet, you look... Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice.
I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, place to go. All of the features you'll find there are on the house, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you head over to amp.freetalklive.com, that's where you can get signed up for the program. There's over 300 of our listeners that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. And again, it's completely voluntary. You've got access to all the website functions right up front. So this is in addition to that. Now, there are a few perks involved, like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, also access to the amplifier-only forum and more. And inside the forum, there's a few perks as well. Like, I think somewhere in there, there's a picture of you from high school with, like, a mohawk haircut or something like that.
Yeah, there's
been a while since I've seen it.
Oh, boy.
But so little things like that. So we try to spice it up. But basically, the point behind the AMP program is to get people to support the show, in that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So that $3 that comes in from you, we take it and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations around the country, to getting more internet listeners on board with the show as well. And the fact is, it works. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about Somalia and its lack for about the past decade. Now things are starting to change. Now there's another unified effort to foist a government on the Somali people. But for a long time, they actually didn't have any sort of semblance of government in Somalia. And so Benjamin Powell at The Independent, at independent.org, did a study. He and his colleagues took a look at some statistics from during the time when Somalia had no government compared to back when Somalia did have a government. And as it turns out, Somalia has had its rankings improve in many of the areas that they measured and deteriorated in only one, which was infant mortality. Perhaps most impressive is Somalia's change in life expectancy. During the last 5 years of government rule, life expectancy fell by 2 years. But since the state collapse, it has actually increased by 5 years. Only three at that. I think that's a pretty significant increase for a decade's time.
It's interesting that they have higher infant mortality, but people live longer.
Only three African countries, Guinea, Gambia, and Rwanda, can claim a bigger improvement. Telecommunications is another major area of success, with a variety of companies operating without burdensome government regulation. Somalia ranks high among African countries in number of phone lines, mobile phone usage, and access to the Internet. According to The Economist, a mobile phone call in Somalia is, quote, generally cheaper and clearer than a call from anywhere else in Africa. In fact, the order to anarchy in Somalia attracted multinational corporations to the company. Coca-Cola, Dole, DHL, and affiliates of General Motors and British Airways, among others, began making investments in Somalia. Unfortunately, recent international efforts at establishing a new government in Somalia are likely to ruin what little economic progress the country has made. In 2004, the transitional federal government, TFG, was created in exile with UN backing. In February of 2006, it entered Somalia and so far controls only the town of Baidoa. The Somalis, again, have united against this attempt by outsiders to force a government on them. Unfortunately, the result has been an increase in the power of the Union of Islamic Courts, who since June has gained control over much of southern Somalia, including the former capital Mogadishu. An estimated 600 militias have joined the UIC since the TFG moved into Baidoa in February. Every government of Somalia has exploited the country's population. International meddling created the TFG, and unintentionally, the more powerful UIC. If either group were to come, were to become a true government, the population likely will once again become oppressed. In the meantime, the two groups appear headed back into civil war, which will likely result in the kind of chaos the country hasn't experienced since 1995. Prime Minister Getty of the TFG recently said, quote, "It's totally misguided not to accept the government. The alternative is chaos." Unfortunately, he's got it exactly backwards. It is, in fact, the attempts to impose a government on Somalia that are creating the chaos. 800-259-9231, your
It's
thoughts.
Interesting. You know, I think that this is sort of what happened in Haiti. I'm not saying that there were any great things that occurred as a result of Haiti mm-hmm. pretty much not having a government, but from what I understand, Haiti existed in a semi-state of anarchy for quite some time and may very well still be there.
I don't know if you can have a semi-state of anarchy, Mark.
Well, supposedly they didn't have an elected government. A government
just because it wasn't elected doesn't mean they don't have one.
You know, that's what I was told. I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I haven't researched Haiti or anything like that. But I know that you know the one government fell apart and there's really nothing there to replace it.
I'd be interested to see somebody who actually did do the research that could explain what you're looking at here. 800 or what you're thinking about.
I was there in 2002, I think, and didn't seem terrible to me. Well, it was terrible. Didn't seem chaotic.
Right. Well, it's not going to rise from the ashes immediately. It'll probably take time for something to happen.
Oh, it's like the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
800-259-9231, and it's poor because it was under the dictatorial control of, Aristide? Who was it?
Yeah, John Paul Aristide.
Yeah. Let's go to Gillart in Kingston, Jamaica. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gillart.
Yes, how are you doing?
Great. Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Yes. Listen, we recently had a peace concert here in Jamaica to support the stopping of troops, sending troops to the Iraqi war.
Mm-hmm. Is Jamaica sending troops?
No, they are not sending troops. So they were keeping a concert to support, or rather, lend their support or their voices to support that notion of not sending more troops.
Excellent. Bring recognition to the anti-war
movement. I don't know. It was a group from the U.S. that had the concert. I just want to know, how effective? Well, the concert has passed, and I'm wondering, how effective is such support? Is it meaningful? Lending our voices to your causes and not sending troops there, is it meaningful by keeping a concert?
I think it makes people feel good. It makes people feel like they're doing something. I don't know Jamaica is still a British territory, correct?
No.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it is a British territory.
Well, and it was well attended.
I don't know if Tony Blair or the British guys over in the United Kingdom are paying much attention to essentially a concert in Jamaica, and I don't think they would pay attention to a concert in their own country either. I think it's just really more to make people feel good and feel like
they're doing something. I think it brings some recognition to the idea, and you know, these things, they get turned around little by little.
It's better than doing nothing, that's for
sure. I would agree.
I can't.
Right.
It's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say what effect they will have or what effect it will have. Maybe it'll have an effect on the individuals who attended the concert to invigorate them to get out there and do more on their own, to invigorate them to contact their representatives or get active, whereas they might not have done before. But then again, you are also talking about people who attend concerts, and you know, I don't know if they're really too active.
I think overall it heightens the consciousness for peace.
I can't.
Peace,
it can't be a bad thing, right? I mean, the music was probably pretty good too.
Oh, it was lovely. It was superb.
Now,
one last thing. I just heard you mention Haiti a while ago, and just in the news a short while ago, we had a few Haitians, one Haitian who was tracked by our current crime investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They caught them smuggling, preparing ganja for export to Haiti.
Dear God. Smuggling ganja to Haiti?
They can't grow it in Haiti?
There's a current ganja for guns program going on running between Haiti and Jamaica.
Now, wait a minute.
Haiti has guns to give for weed?
Haiti has guns. The fishermen from Jamaica are loading their boats with ganja, sailing to Haiti, exchanging the ganja for guns, and coming back to Jamaica with it, and creating havoc here, man. They're reaping havoc with those guns.
Now, why is it that Jamaica hasn't legalized marijuana yet? What's going on with that?
Well, our parliament doesn't want to do that. And it's a strong arm. It's somewhat impacted by the strong arm of the U.S. The U.S. will, you know, they're somewhat, our parliament, I think, feels threatened by the U.S.
Last year, when Mexico was talking about legalizing just small amounts, the United States jumped all over them, the United States government. So, yeah, I definitely believe that. It's a shame.
Right.
It's too bad that your parliament won't stand up to the United States and tell them to flip off.
Right, and if they outlaw the marijuana, maybe they won't have to export it.
Wait, who outlawed it?
I mean, if they legalize it, rather, there wouldn't be any there wouldn't be any financial gain to be exporting it, eh?
Well, you would still gain from exporting it to countries where it was illegal, but if all countries made it legal, then, yes, the black market would be destroyed, and the criminal element would have to deal in guns and other drugs, which, of course, they would do.
We're not talking light guns. They're bringing in AK-47s.
Yeah. I just bought one of those myself.
And, boy, it does wreak havoc in here because they end up, and some of this is leaking into our into Montego Bay.
Is it illegal to own guns in Jamaica?
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
It's not. But,
so, is it illegal to own AK-47s or just?
No. It's illegal. These guns are brought in illegally.
It's illegal to go around the rules, to go around the laws around guns. I see where you're coming from. Hey,
right. Hey,
Gillard, great call. Yeah. Thank you for making it a first call. You're our first caller ever from Jamaica in the history of the show.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
You've got thanks for the internet. I just said they're talking about Somalia, about internet access and all. I'm calling you actually via the internet.
Awesome. Gillard, give us another call sometime. Love the accent.
No,
thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
That internet is an amazing thing. Thank you, Al Gore.
That's authentic accent. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you looking?